There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. We're talking about chickens, and so I was very, very concerned last week about what was happening with these millions of birds being destroyed. And they're bringing incinerators in from other states to deal with this massive kill-off, if you will. We're killing these birds. And that's our food supply. I've got a lot of questions, and I don't have very many answers. But what I do know is that I can help our family with our food supply. So I bought six more chicks, baby chickens. They had just hatched. And they are cinnamon queen chicks. I was able to get them at $3.10 each. So I bought six. I bought a 50-pound bag of chick feed. And they're in a cardboard box at the farm. And the temperature, they keep them at about 100 degrees, where they can get out of the heat of a light bulb that's maybe 10 inches higher than they are, a reflective type light bulb. And when they get too hot, they move away from the heat. If they get too cold, they move under the heat and give them fresh water multiple times a day and feed and change the paper that they're on. And pretty soon they'll be able to go outside. In a week or so, they'll be able to go outside for a very short time if it's warm enough. And we'll acclimate them to being outside. Then we'll put them in a 10 foot by 10 foot dog pen. When they're large enough not to squeeze through the fencing of this dog pen, and we'll get them used to the backyard and get the dogs and cats used to them, and then they'll be just free range around the farm where they'll hunt the bugs and lay the eggs. So that's what we're doing, and I suggest that to all of you who are concerned about your food supply, you may want to consider doing the same thing. And the next thing, of course, I want to do is build an incubator. John Dollarhite built an incubator. I believe he used an old refrigerator. And he cut a hole in it, maybe put a window in it so he could see what's going on. And he has he's raising quail eggs and quail. So I believe that's what he's up to. And we'll talk about that at the meetup if he's there tonight, raising chicks. And one of our other instructors was there on meetup, and he was giving away chick eggs. Can you imagine that? Getting some eggs that were fertilized, and all he had to do was incubate them. And Mike Watson and his family, they were giving away eggs that were fertilized, and all he had to do was incubate them, and you'd have baby chicks. That's the kind of stuff that goes on at USA Preparers meetup on Mondays. John Reagan, I think that our food supply is at risk, and we need to ensure our own food supply, including gardening, and need to make sure that you have everything you need to grow a garden. And that's what we're doing here at the farm. We've got our raised bed garden, and it looks great. I mean, it really does. John, I want to share something. I was talking to Joey about this last night. Joey from Michigan. I needed a part for an old tractor. We have a 1962 or so Cub Cadet made by International Harvester. Still has the original tires on it. I mean, it works great. From 1962. And I needed to put another fuel bowl on the gas tank. So I bought a fuel bowl, and I needed to convert 1/8 pipe thread, 1/8 inch pipe thread to a hose barb so I could put a 1/4 inch flexible gas line, rubber gas line on it. And I looked around there, $7, $6, and plus tax, and I thought, you know what? There's got to be something on eBay. I bought one from China in stainless steel, not brass, in stainless steel. For 99 cents shipped from China. I couldn't ship the same part across the road to our neighbors, even if I had one for 99 cents. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. That's why we can't compete. You can buy something from China for less than it would cost you to ship that item in the United States. What do you think about that, John?
Yeah, I'm just waiting until they ram the Trans-Pacific Partnership through.
I don't see any way that we can compete. I was looking for a pair of sneakers. And, I don't want these ultra-light one-ounce sneakers. I would like something that, you know, I could, and I don't know what they're called even anymore. I would call them sneakers. I'd like something that's, you know, durable. I can walk around the farm. If I step on a thorn, it won't, you know, harpoon my foot. I'd like something that's durable. I can't find anything that's less than $100 for a pair of sneakers. What the heck has happened? Really, I mean, this, when we talk about inflation, John, it's here. It is absolutely here. Because they've taken as much of the cost out of making sneakers that they possibly can. They are lightweight. There's hardly any material in them at all. I was looking with Mrs. Finelli at sneakers on a rack in a store, and I thought, let's see if we can get something that weighs 2 ounces instead of 1 ounce. You know, something that's got a little bit more material in it. I refused to buy them. And she did too. Because they are not what they used to be. And I guess that's progress. And some people are thinking this is great. It's not great. It is absolutely not great. I remember John when used to be able to... Well, my dad had a pair of Florsheim wingtip shoes for about 40 years, 40 years. And he had them rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt. And I remember one shoemaker said, wow, this is, you know, these are like 30-something years old. You know, as he was putting maybe the third or fourth sole and heels on them. And they would rebuild them. And they would last. Not anymore. Not anymore. Back to you.
Well, you know, it's not very often that I email you a news item. But I did so last week when the ADP employment news came in on Wednesday.
Yep.
And it was a big miss. They came in at 169 when 205 was expected, and they revised the March numbers from 189 to 175. And, you know, it's probably fairly realistic. And I told you, you know, come Friday when the BLS report comes out, I expect to see that, you know, the unemployment situation improved and that the percentage went down, and it did, went down to 5.4%. And it just matches the agenda. They want to have support so that the Fed can raise interest rates sometime this year. And if you want to have some news items to counter these PR reports out of the government, I've got a few for you here. One I've labeled real news, where CNBC reported layoffs hit a 3-year high in April. I've got where the report that came out Friday missed by 5,000, which is, you know, made it sound good enough that kept everybody happy. Came in at 223. Improvement above, just below the 228K expected. And when you start looking at how, just what's comprised in those numbers, We've got 26 waiters and bartenders for every manufacturing job added. Titled the link, maybe if they called bartending manufacturing beverages, they could improve on that. And also keep in mind, they say we improved 223,000 jobs. Well, part-time jobs went up by 437,000. So that should tell you what happened to full-time jobs. We've hit a new high of people 55 and older in the workforce. So if they tell you the labor participation rate is because of people retiring, no, that's not true, and here's backup for that. Americans not in the workforce rose again by over 93,000. We're back in the 70s now, almost to 1977 for that. And just as an aside, the fudge factor that went into this month's report, where we improved by 223,000 jobs, the fudge factor made up birth death index was 213,000. Now they add that before the seasonal adjustment, so you can't just, you know, subtract the 213 from 223 and call it 10, but it does give you something in the ballpark. So that's the roundup of last week's employment report.
John, I'm posting on the website as you say this an article. It's called Layoffs, and it's the one you're talking about. And the layoffs hit the 3-year high in April, so I'm posting the link for that. USA Prepares, and you can get it at John Reagan's website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, on the news tab. I'm looking at this picture of job seekers as they wait for an opening at a job fair sponsored by the Job News Partnership with the U.S. oil workers, in Texas, San Antonio, Texas. The body language of just about all of these people in line, waiting to, get in to this job fair, if you will. The posture is they're leaning over, they're not, standing at attention. They look like they've been beaten down. That's what I'm saying. They really look like a sad part of America. They're dressed nicely, but they're talking with strangers and their body language shows that they're just beaten down. That's what our government has done to us. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, over the weekend, I ventured out, and the reason I'm discussing this is people have called the farm and said, did you really get rid of your cell phone? I don't have a cell phone. I do not have a cell phone. You can't call me on the cell phone because if you do, you'll find out that that number has been changed or disconnected. We do not have that cell phone. So it's been really pleasant. There's no dinging sound saying you have a message and, you know, is it an important message? Is it something that we have to race over and find out about and respond to immediately? Well, it doesn't happen anymore because we don't have a cell phone. And, John, I'm here to tell you that it's unbelievable. I was telling somebody yesterday that I made it 10 miles from the farm to another farm without a cell phone. And I thought that I'd be able to make it all the way back home, you know, with our family, without having any problems. So we made it all the way 10 miles and back home without a cell phone. No flat tires, no emergencies. We did it. It can be done. And, John, I got to tell you, it is a feeling of relief not having a cell phone. And our cell phone bill was very low compared to most. It was $40 plus $40 plus tax, and tax. So it was way, way less than most experience, and we don't even have that anymore. It's great. So back to you.
I've got a section in the employment section called Worldwide Robo Workers Unite. And I've got a link from about a company in China and a link about a study in Germany. There's a Chinese company that is working to replace 90% of its workforce with robots. And they're saying in Germany in the coming decades that nearly 60% of the workforce could be replaced by machines and software. I don't know about you, but to me that spells war to me.
John, I was thinking about that, and it reminds me of Disney World, and they had an exhibit. I think it was in the 1970s that they had this exhibit, and it showed what life was like and what life would be like with all these modern conveniences. So as we went from where we'd wash the clothes, heat a bucket of water on a wood fire and put that bucket of hot water in with some soap in with some clothes and put a stick in there and swish it around and then rinse them in some other water and then hang them on a line out in the sun. You know, going from that to, the old wringer washing machine to then to a modern top load, now to a front load. And so as we have all these modern conveniences, we ultimately get to the point where machines do everything for us and we have more and more and more and more leisure time. Okay. Well, what we're not thinking about is with all of these machines doing all of the work, so we all just become consumers and we just go on vacations and we travel and so things are going to be given to us because we have machines doing all the work. Is that really going to work? I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think that the planet can support all of us just becoming consumers. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, the problem is how can you consume if you don't have a job in order to buy what you're consuming?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So we would have to be given all these things. And so we would just watch television. Is that what we do? How does this work? And, I keep thinking, now I got to tell you, people say, and they're like half kidding and 90% serious when they say this, hey, if things get bad, we're just coming to your farm. And, they say it like they're kidding, but they mean it. We can't support them. We flat out can't support all the people who want to come to our farm. There's just no place. No place, not enough food. We don't have enough inventory to support all the people who just want to show up here because they haven't prepared. And the same thing is true for if we replace all of our workforce and we all become consumers, that's not going to work either. I think we're responsible for our own destiny. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, we're seeing the rise in the cost of parts. We're seeing the destruction of our food supply. What else is happening?
Are you ready for some spy tech?
You know, it's my favorite topic because it really infuriates me. But I want to know. I want to know what's going on. Oh, all right. Let me just share this with you. So I was at a neighbor's yesterday, and they had a little get together. And everybody besides the Finellis had cell phones. Everybody. And they're all out. They're all, you know, they take them out. Everybody takes them out of their pockets and, you know, puts them down on a flat surface. They're all right there. They're all blasting away, transmitting. We have gotten to the point where we think this is normal. This is just what you do. And I've got to tell you, you don't have to have a cell phone. You really don't. Because I feel so free without a cell phone. John, you know, it's the first time in years that the government didn't know exactly where I was. They really didn't. Because they didn't assign anybody to follow me. How do I know? Because I look around. Unless they had a drone that I couldn't see, they were not following me because I was in a vehicle that did not have a satellite communication system. It was an old truck. So they weren't following that. And they weren't following any cell phones because we didn't have one. So I'm ready. Spy Tech.
Well, first up, because license plate scanning isn't enough. I actually watched a police vehicle in Springfield turn into a motel parking lot and watched them drive out just practically moments later. You know, just driven to the back and came right back out. And, it, you know, it's just scanning license plates, seeing if it gets a hit. And we talked last right. week about a Motel 6 that was sharing its information with the police department, and apparently that was just the tip of the iceberg. It looks like there's other chains as well that have similar policies that are sharing the guest information with the local police to see if you're wanted for something.
Okay, so John, let's expose these chains. So Motel 6, not all of them, but some Motel 6s are involved in sharing information with the local cops to find out if you might be wanted. Now, some people might say, well, yeah, that's good because I feel safe because the cops will come in. Yeah, well, what happens if you're in room 107 and the clerk says, the guys that you're looking for, they're in room 107. Makes a mistake, and sends the SWAT team to your room. Then they come in with a flashbang grenade, okay? They damage your hearing forever. They damage your eyesight forever. They scare you half to death, arrest you, because obviously you're the ones that the clerk said were the ones that the cops were looking for. All a mistake. That's one thing. So I'm not interested in ever going to a Motel 6. I'm not, just because of that. You know, it's back to, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you have to worry about? Okay, so that guy that walks on the White House lawn, he's not doing anything wrong. What do they have to worry about when some guy just walks on the front lawn of the White House? What did he do? Well, he's not doing anything wrong, so what do they have to worry about? Let's turn it around. But it makes me angry about Motel 6. It really does. I'm not going there. I'm not going to Motel 6. Okay, back to you.
And we've talked about how there's a big push on to hack the brain. And we've got some documentation here. I've called the link Patent Trend. And in 2010, there were 800 such applications filed. Last year, that's increased to 1,600. And that's probably going to accelerate from there.
What does this mean, John?
It's very scary technology where they can either read your mind or implant information into your mind.
You know, John, I'm thinking about how this, let's extrapolate this out. So now we're in court, right? And the prosecutor says, John Reagan, you actually had some evil thoughts. You were thinking about doing something very, very serious. As a matter of fact, John Reagan, it's a crime, what you were thinking about. And John Reagan says, no, I wasn't. Never entered my mind. You guys are sick. And so the prosecutor says, no, we have it right here. We have the printout. Here it is. Here's what you were thinking. And as a matter of fact, this was really dangerous. John, you're a threat to the security of the United States of America because of what you were thinking. And you go, you got the wrong thought. That's not me. That's somebody else. John, this is really dangerous what these guys are doing. Can't you see them doing that? They've got an official database of what they say people were thinking. And it's all made up, or some of it. This is really serious stuff. And I can see how it can be used against us. And then how do we say, no, no, it wasn't me. And they go, okay, prove it. It's just like that. It's just like that insurance adjuster who came to the farm. And I said, I can't get my roof fixed for $756. No one will do it. So what does he say to me? Prove it, Finelli. Prove that you can't do it. And I said, no. You prove that you can do it. You prove it. Get somebody out here and fix my roof for $756. You prove it. And that's what we need to do. We need to turn it around on them. Back to you.
The next up is the spy flight.
By the way, John, do you think what I'm saying is possible based on, I'm talking about the Motel 6 extension, our thoughts? Can you see it going there?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's we're already seeing things like that happen already. This just, you know, is what we've been seeing on steroids, where, you know, prove that you didn't do anything wrong. It's just like the civil asset forfeiture. You know, prove that your cash is innocent.
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible.
Right.
So we now are going to be seeing these smart plates that keep track of what you're eating, calories and everything. And, you know, of course, with Obamacare, your health is a matter of national security. And add on to that the last link in SpyTech, the spy seat. They're going to have sensors in the seats on aircraft that will determine what your mood is. So don't be anxious if you fly. They might think you're a terrorist.
You know, John, I've been thinking about this flying stuff. And I can't decide whether I'm leaning toward the TSA's plan is to make it such a pain in the neck for us to fly that we just say, forget it. So who has said, forget it? Well, Norm Shealy said that he's canceling his plans. He's just fulfilling his obligations. Then he doesn't want to fly anymore. You know, he's going to fulfill the obligations he has for this year and the ones that he's made, and that's it. That's what he said. I don't want to fly anymore. I've been invited to go to the East Coast to events, and I'm not going. You know, if I can't drive there, I'm not going. And I don't even want to drive there, John, because of the gauntlets and the checkpoints and the license plate scanners and all the rest of it. I don't want to go there. And I can't decide whether the plan is to just make it so uncomfortable for us that we decide that we're just not going to do it and we stay home, and that's what they want. Or whether we should say, oh, yeah, we're going to do it anyway. But for me, I don't want to fly. I don't want to put up with this nonsense. I don't want these perverts' hands in my pants. I really don't. And I don't want to be subjected to these false positive tests, like the one in the airport where I had the guy test the gloves he was going to use on me from TSA, and they rang the alarm, and they tested positive for explosives. That was before he touched me with them. I said, no. Let's see what those gloves test before, because you already had them on. And the alarm goes off like I'm a terrorist. And he didn't touch me yet. They were already preset somehow, either by mistake or on purpose, to register explosive residue. Now, how do I prove it's not me? And how do I, you know, after they've touched me, you know, around the collar and the sleeves and with these gloves that have explosive residue on them, and they transfer the residue from the gloves onto my shirt, and then they arrest me and they say, well, you tested positive. As a matter of fact, we tested your collar again, and it tests positive. Well, yeah, of course it did, because you touched my collar with the gloves that had the residue on them. That kind of stuff. I'm really concerned, John. And so for me, I just want to be out of the way. I'm not going to fly. I don't need to fly. There's nothing that important for me to make me have to fly anywhere. Not even for a funeral.
It's all about control. And yeah, speaking of control, I've got one link under control, no mini-me's. It's about mini-goats banned in rural California. And there's an associated video report on the goats being taken from a family farm. And we need to be raising our own food, and the government's trying to make sure that we can't.
You know, I was at a farm yesterday, and they had lots of goats and sheep, and it was just wonderful. And it was, you couldn't hear a sound at this farm except for the farm animals talking to each other. It was awesome. And your government, class, wants to prevent some of that. I surely hope they don't come to my farm and tell me that there's something wrong with my cows.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. We're at the news tab. John, I just got off the phone with an appliance company, and I asked them if about gas stoves that have a pilot light. Nope, they don't make them. EPA just destroyed that, so there are no gas stoves being made with pilot lights, courtesy of the Environmental Protection Agency. What's next?
Let's go ahead and make it through the Fukushima and preparedness sections. We've talked about the sinkhole at the Boone Dam before, and we got reports this is getting worse. There are nuclear plants downstream, so if you live anywhere in that area, I'd stay aware. And the TVA president says, if you like your dam, you can keep your dam. Actually, what he said, we can fix it, we will fix it, although we don't know what's going on. And in the weather last week in Oklahoma, this is why you need to know your surroundings. One of the places that were hit was a tiger safari in Tuttle, Oklahoma, and there were concerns that some of those animals had escaped, so that's why it's titled Lions and Tigers and Bears, Oh My, because this safari has lions and tigers and bears. And when the fences that keep those wild animals contained come down, you may not know what's going to be in your backyard. Vincent?
We were talking about that last night here at the farm. We heard a big cat. And what we thought was a wild dog. And there was some yipping and some hissing and some yipping and some hissing. And then all of a sudden we heard a scream. And I think that that was the final scream of the dog and the big cat. And I'm not talking about a domestic cat. I'm talking about a wild cat. We think that that cat killed the dog, in our woods. So yeah, we have sounds like that here at the farm, and that's another reason why we're always armed, because we have bear. Not that we want to kill any of these animals; that is not it at all. But if it comes to a face to face, and it looks like there's going to be a confrontation with one of these large, dangerous wild animals, if we have to draw and fire, we will. It's not that we want to. It's not that we're going to do it without darn good reason. But you're right. John, I was thinking about that dam. Yesterday, when we were meeting with some of the our farmer friends, we were talking about that. Not that particular dam, but dams in general. If you live on the downside of a dam, and the Army Corps of Engineers says, you know what, this dam is just about ready to flood, and we're just going to have to blow a hole in it, and just to make sure everybody's safe, and the water runs down your way, I mean, you can be wiped out. And that happened a couple of years ago when there were some towns downstream from a dam, and those towns were just, you know, minutes away from being washed away. And so what happens if you don't know about it? What happens if you're downstream and the Army Corps of Engineers decides, oh, you know what, for everybody's safety, we're just going to blow the dam, and you don't know about it, and you're downstream? My suggestion is that if you can and you live on the wrong side of the dam, move. Move. I would not want to trust my family's life to anyone in the government. Not anyone. I mean, you know the story about the police car that ran over two people on the side of the road. You know about the home invasions. They've got the wrong home. You know about Steve Engel and answering the door to his own house and getting beat up by the cops. I don't want to put my family's life in jeopardy, so I want to stay away from the government. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's it's the reason we're here. We need to be prepared.
You're absolutely right. Meet up tonight. Dr. Norm Shuley is going to be talking about diatomaceous earth. John, I can send you a copy of the protocol if you want to participate. Just let me know. I've got the protocol for Dr. Norman Shuley's diatomaceous earth test. If you want to come and join us tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. Come join us. It's absolutely free. If you want to have dinner with us, you certainly may. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today, sharing your knowledge and research. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.